Internet scamming is an almost $1 trillion a year industry. Yes, trillion, as in 1,000 billion. But the scam that costs people the most money remains vastly underreported. According to the FBI, romance scams account for higher financial losses than any other internet-based crime. It's not uncommon for a victim to lose tens of thousands of dollars. But there's at least one place victims can turn to when shame keeps them from going to the police. And yeah, it's online. Alina Simone has that story.
This is a detective story that started off as a love story. 5 years ago, an Austrian woman decided to give online dating a try. She asks that I only use her internet handle, Firefly, for reasons that will soon become clear. And a heads up here, we talked on a bad Skype line. Anyway, it was about a year after Firefly got divorced, and her friends finally convinced her
to go online and to find someone to share my life with.
Within 10 minutes of posting her profile, she had a handful of virtual suitors, but one stood out. He suggested they ditch the dating site and switch to email. Her new boyfriend had a complicated backstory. He was an American soldier serving in Iraq, and he had a son living in Ghana. I know, red flag. But she had revealed to her new online beau how much she wanted children, and soon his 14-year-old son was emailing her.
He even calling me mom a few times.
Then, after about a week of heavy correspondence, her boyfriend announced his son's birthday was coming up.
Don't you want to send him a gift to make him feel that you accepted him?
So Firefly wired a few hundred euros to Ghana. The son was ecstatic. But soon after that, he had an accident at school and needed money for hospital bills, urgently.
Of course, I was sending again money to Western Union.
Scarcely had the boy recovered when he was struck again, this time by cholera, which required another expensive course of treatment. It had been 3 months, and Firefly had already wired the equivalent of about $1,000 to Ghana. She decided to do a little research online and discovered that, yes, cholera is a problem in Ghana, and yes, treating it can be expensive, except Ghana actually had a free cholera treatment program.
And in that moment, something was not sounding right to me.
She finally realized she'd been scammed. But she also realized something else. There were probably a lot of people online, just like her, being victimized on dating sites. And Firefly was determined to do something about it. One day, scrolling through an online forum, she met Wayne Mays, also not his real name, from the UK. Wayne is a romance scam baiter, which means he hangs out on dating sites, posing as a naive love seeker with the goal of unmasking and exhausting confidence men and women.
You pretend to be a victim and string them along, try to get them to waste as much of their time, money, resources as you can.
He would post any identifying details scammers used online, from the email addresses they used to the backstories they recycled, to make them Google searchable. It's a form of low-grade online guerrilla warfare. But for Wayne,
it's also, it's like improv comedy.
This is a clip from Wayne's scam-baiting podcast.
Okay, I am the wife's boyfriend.
Okay, you are the wife's boyfriend.
Yes.
What of the husband?
We have an open relationship.
But most people aren't turning to him for comic relief. 5 years ago, he and a small team of international volunteers, including Firefly, created Scam Survivors, a hotline and information resource center for victims of online scams, mostly, as it turns out, romance scams. The site tends to be a last resort for victims who are afraid to go to the police or tell anyone in their life what's happened because they're just ashamed.
These people are not stupid at all. They're just trusting. For example, with a romance scam, it could be somebody who'd been married for a number of years. Their partner has either died or they've divorced, and they've just started looking at online dating. So they have no idea that these scammers are out there.
And while Wayne admits they can't get victims' money back, they can help victims out of scary situations, especially when romance scammers resort to extortion.
We will advise them to, first of all, don't panic. Then go deactivate all your social media accounts.
In his experience, these scammers typically target 30 to 40 people a day and will eventually move on to easier prey if they encounter resistance. Whatever you do, he adds, don't ever pay them. That will only make a scammer more aggressive. As for Firefly, she refuses to date anyone she doesn't meet the old-fashioned way, face to face. But on the internet, she's still looking for love in all the wrong places. This time, with a mission. For The World, this is Alina Simone.